So now we come to the topic of our UNECE Transformative Innovation Network, and it's my great pleasure to share a few reflections here at the beginning of these sessions. I think it was about 3 years ago that we started discussing that project. The ETIN network is supported by a quite large extra-budgetary project with the German Ministry of Economy and Climate being the donor. Now, since then, I've been following the activities quite closely, and it was really a great pleasure for me for several reasons. First of all, because of the relevance of the ETIN project. The type of issues that the ETIN project addresses, namely this transformative innovation, is really what we need to achieve the systemic change that the world, the UNECE region, but also the globe, needs to address right now, be it climate change, be it the triple planetary crisis, be it the transition to the circular economy, or be it the digital and green transformation. And only our discussions yesterday also highlighted how closely the work of the ETIN network is related to the discussions we are having here today. So, A, relevance in terms of substance. Second, relevance in terms of our membership. You know, UNECE has these 56 member states. And ETIN really was sort of like originating from the more developed countries, in that case Germany being the donor and the EU countries and the Nordic countries. But I'm super happy to see how ETIN has also taken off in other regions, including in Central Asia and the Balkan region. So I think in terms of relevance from a country perspective, ETIN is also fully sort of like on spot. Thirdly, I was quite closely engaged, happily, to also work with the team on the many challenges. And we did face challenges in the rollout of this project. Why? Because it was really a totally different project. It was not like many of the other extra budgetary projects that we are running here in UNECE. And last but not least, it was a great pleasure for me to do so. I thoroughly enjoyed it, working with the team, working with the counterparts in the ETIN core group and so forth. Now, we've achieved a lot, and I think the evaluation report is and the project update report is laying that out quite nicely. But we've also sort of like created something where we are not yet totally sure how we are taking this forward. We are not yet totally sure how we really, what is the best shape and institutional setup of this transformative innovation network, and the evaluation donor report makes quite some indications to this regard. And secondly, we are not yet totally sure, and I'm very, very open with all of you on this, how to finance the taking this forward. Yeah, we have some ideas. We are kind of, will continue being operational for a bit. There is no problem with that, but ultimately, in my view, we really would need to put this ETIN network on a very, very solid financial and institutional footing. And I would love to hear from all of you how we do this. So this is not necessarily for the next few months. There we are fine. But if we want to scale this up and if we really want to harness the benefits of this transformative innovation network, we need to think a little bit beyond. So obviously, in my view, the team of specialists that we are holding here today has a key role to play in this regard, but we can also think beyond it, because I think the work of the Transformative Innovation Network is closely linked to our work stream on PPP. I mean, only next week we're going to discuss innovation enhancing procurement in another normative body. It's closely related to many of the division's work streams, such as agri-food, gender, standard setting. So there are multiple opportunities where the Transformative Innovation Network can be useful to the division, to all of you in ECE, and I would love us to discuss this with a very open mind. Now, we had an amazing event in Brussels early October. And I remember there in my closing remarks, I said some pretty big words. I mentioned about my personal commitment to help us find solutions for the future. So I've made some big promises and I'm in there to deliver. But also here, I'd love to hear from all of you, what are your thoughts? And then I'm sure we'll find a very good way forward. So let me stop here. I'm gonna listen very carefully. I'm gonna pose some questions. And Shell, with you also being very closely engaged in ETIN, I think we're in very good hands.